Quo Vadis? Or learn for real, because your teacher isn't really trying to teach you. This is a two-part text. In the first part, I will ask you to learn programming, and in the second part, present what many will call a hyperbole. Those many often have a reasonably successful person bias. Reasonably successful is tough to achieve if you let others push you through life. After all, why should people that don't care about where you are going help you? Unlike studying law or medicine, learning programming produces instant results. It is something that you can start right now and expect results tomorrow. And all you have to do is simply search for JavaScript tutorial and then explore programs like Node-RED and Node.js libraries. And it is a world of learning that pulls you right in and helps you reinterpret the entire universe through code, visualization and simulation, games and virtual worlds, mind maps and concept maps, artificial intelligence, and tools that you make for yourself. It is magic for our minds. Your thoughts can become a thing on the computer screen. You can even print it all out on a 3D printer, be it jewelry or precision modeling. Little baby steps, at your own pace, in a sequence that matches you best, in the privacy of your own life, will take you around the entire world of software development. Not once will you regret it, and you will dismiss all those what might have been thoughts, because everything else was always behind some moat, crossing of which required one of the most dangerous things in life: luck. Programming will never cease laying a new layer of capabilities within you. Every time you touch it, you become more powerful. And unlike all the stuff that others want you to do, you remember what you learn for life, because it is useful and precious. It costs nothing. You can even skip over the office job and the cubicles and the open office madness and go directly into building a series of subscription-based services. Most of them will fade away, but all will combine to teach you where you need to go and how to succeed. Usually creating tools that give other people powers, things that they need, that fix problems that they actually have. Somewhat magically, it does not matter if you are in middle school, high school, or college. You can start learning programming right at this moment and still gain the same superpowers. Learning for real is a path that you can always trust, because it is something that you have built on your own. Now, the hyperbole, the bad news. Before you cram to graduate, please ask yourself, what do you look like to your employer with all your loans after having spent years jumping through largely meaningless hoops in school? Part of the understaffed family of workers? Part of the flock? Part of the sinking ship? Part of the blind profit maximization scheme? You are not to hand control over your own future to anybody else. No human being is permitted to do that. You need to take active role in every step ahead of you, while comprehending through and through that the choices you make dictate your entire existence. Pretending to learn, cramming, skipping things you don't understand. Those are not shortcuts. Those are not guarantees or speedruns or a hack. This is a con. You are purposefully stressed out by teachers to slide through the high school intestine while they are getting paid. The people who you think hold a higher grasp on knowledge are just following a script. They don't even know to try not to betray you. One of the most frightening realizations you will ever experience will occur in your middle or maybe golden age, when you will be remembering or reciting that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. That is such a disconnected piece of nothing that you will immediately grasp that you were cheated out of real education. You weren't just spoon-fed, pre-chewed facts. It was all useless information to keep you busy, to keep you feeling stupid, to keep you quiet, to make you worry about your grades and perform. Not learn, just perform. All those times you were made to feel stupid or scared or hurt by bullies were part of a meaningless paycheck charade. You do not have a real functional education, nor will you receive one. And if you try to, "Hello teacher, what's my lesson through life?" then you will fail at everything. You were never taught actual art or meaningful music composition, and you are not even learning the right math. You have to accept responsibility for your own education. Please, please, do not count on getting lucky with your career or your job. You have to visualize the entire journey ahead of you and see every concrete slab, every brick that you will walk over. In the near future, with AI, there may be better choices than programming, but today, it is the most powerful and safest path you can take. You don't have to take my word for it. Watch some beginner JavaScript tutorials. Then take a step back and see how you were made more powerful, how you can now write Hello World programs. It's a massive step. With a couple, not even a few, but a couple more tutorials, you can be building desktop applications with Svelte. One of the most complicated challenges, made luxurious with reactive JavaScript on top of your very own browser that you can customize every which way. And even if you feel that programming is not really for you, it's not something that you want to spend your entire life on, still learn it anyway. Just so that you develop an intuition for real, meaningful, and functional education that grants you new powers every day.